Ciao, young Americans. My name is Ed. Thank you for having me here today.
Ciao, young Americans. My name is Zena. Thank you for having me today.
Ciao, my name is James. Thank you for having me today, young Americans.
All right, for the first song today, we're going to start off with Sunbeam by Parek and Sing. I can't really answer the phone, 'cause honey, there's nobody home. Nightfall comes with mystery.
So I really like that song because I think the instruments kind of like dance around you. It's almost like you're flirting with the music a little bit. The song itself reminds me of a, like, innocence and youth. And that's why I really wanted to start with this song. But it's almost like a progression of your lifetime, because it kind of has a paradigm shift at some point in the song, and it says like, oh, but don't take the blue pill, and the music gets a little bit dark. What do you guys think?
I kind of like how you think about music. It's kind of like, it's a dance between you and the artist. You're trying to figure out like what the artist is meaning, but also you want to reconcile what that song means to you.
Right.
Too.
Well, it's more fun like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I really like the song because the production's very lush. I mean, the lyrics are great, but...
It has layers, you can tell.
Yeah.
You can tell.
There's a lot going into the production for the song.
Right, yeah. Right. And how it just like... like in the middle, like... that's where it like really reminds me of a dance, and like how the instruments kind of like move through you, through your body, and kind of warms you up a little bit, right? Yeah.
All right, shall we move on to our next song? It's called What Is and What Should Never Be by the classic Led Zeppelin.
Take my hand, child, come with me. It's to a castle I will take you. Where what's to be, they say, will be.
The wind says been sail away, leave the day way up high in the sky. And it won't, but the wind won't blow. We really shouldn't go, it only goes to show. That you will be mad by taking.
say to me tomorrow. Oh, what fun it all would be. And what's to stop us, pretty baby? But what is and what should never be? I catch the wind and see it's been sailed away. Leave the day way up high in the sky. And all of the wind won't blow. Really shouldn't go. Only got to share. And you will be mad about taking our time.
Guys, that was Led Zeppelin, What Is and What Should Never Be, off of their second album, Led Zeppelin 2. So it's just a very iconic, incredible track with raw energy that was basically unrivaled at the time. You have Jimmy Page's almost virtuosic guitar, Robert Plant's iconic voice, John Paul Jones, John Bonham. It's a classic track.
It's true. I don't know. I think What Is and What Should Never Be has such a deeper meaning. I think they were brilliant in how they kind of had this juxtaposition of poles. And you can tell in the track when they start, like, it starts out slow and they're like, right? And then they get speed up really fast and they start really slow and they get really fast, right? And then it's What Is and then What Should Never Be. Those are two poles. And then they mirrored it in the song, and it's genius. And I don't think, I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm just not exposed enough, but I don't think that can be replicated. I don't think it's here anymore, right?
Oh, for sure. Led Zeppelin is one of the most unique acts in the history
right.
of music.
They're so iconic.
I just don't think there's anyone who's come close to replicating the same virtuosity with the musical creativity and blending it into, like, the style of a band that is almost passed into myth.
Like, I think the only band that rivals it in terms of raw energy is the Stooges.
You think?
The Stooges. Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Just the energy. I mean, I think of Iggy Pop as almost analogous to Robert Plant in terms of their, you know, vocal intensity.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think?
I don't know. I've never heard that comparison.
The Stooges?
Before.
Iggy Pop?
No, I just haven't heard those like okay. compared to each other.
Iggy Pop is from the 60s or the 70s?
The 60s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mostly.
The only band I could think of was The Who, and it was really only Keith Moon who could
right.
really compare to that.
I agree. I definitely agree with that. And just think about the time period. I mean, this was the 70s. Like, there was a lot of ugly stuff going on in the 70s, you know? And then just creating this beautiful music, it kind of just shows you how just, I don't know, like, destruction breeds creation, right?
And you could say that they paid homage to a number of black blues musicians mm-hmm. of their time, for sure.
Definitely.
Especially on their first three albums.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. One of my gripes with rock and roll from the 60s to the 70s was how they took the origination of the black blues rock and they kind of turned it into like a very whitewashed
right
genre.
No, I definitely agree. Yeah. And then they would use it as a platform to discriminate. They would say, I don't want to play for colored crowds, I don't want to do this, that, and the other. And it's just, it's gross. It's so gross. But
yeah. And then with the prog rock movement, and like, just like, it was very whitewashed. But then I loved how like everyone on Led Zeppelin was on the same page
sure.
about bringing, like,
they were all about love, man.
Yeah.
And you can tell in their music, it's so beautiful, and there's so much love in their music.
Thanks.
You guys ready to move on? I think we should.
All right.
So the next song we're gonna be listening to is Khalid's 18. So here we go.
Woke up all in to like this morning, but I think I'll be okay. I'll be okay. Damn, my car still smells like marijuana. My mom is gonna kill me. Gonna kill me. Traffic's backed up from corner to corner, so I guess I'll hit the highway. The highway. Shake away all the stress off my shoulders. Gonna have a good day. Because I'm 18 and I still live with my parents. Yeah, they're not like yours. Well, yours are more understanding. I've never fell in love. I save those feelings for you. So let's do all the stupid shit that young kids do. It's me and you. Always showing me the way, lead the way. Your love seems to cut me deep, the sharpest. You'll always have a part of me, a part of me. Losing you has always been the hardest. I wish it were the old days. Cause I was 18 and I still live with my parents. Yeah, they weren't like yours. Yours were more understanding. I never fell in love. I saved those feelings for you. When we did all the stupid shit that young kids do. Let's do all
Okay, that was 18 by Khalid. I really think that song truly embodies the spirit of being 18. I don't think it's too fake. I think there's a lot of authenticity in it. I think that a lot of times when we are kind of just bombarded with stimuli from movies and TV shows and music videos of people in their teens, they're like having fun and woohoo, but Khalid incorporates some like, oh, like my parents aren't like yours, they're not as understanding. I think that's something that needs to be more touched on. What do you guys think?
And there's not just the single American teen experience. I mean, Zena and I grew up in a fairly small town.
Right.
So obviously our experience isn't going to be the same as every single person in America.
Definitely.
You know, we didn't grow up in the suburbs. We didn't really... I mean, Zena may have had strict parents, but my parents were pretty chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can only remember what it was like to be... When I was 18, I was very scared. I had an uncertain future ahead of me.
For sure.
I just didn't really quite have my path laid down, and my parents wanted me to do one thing,
right,
and I wasn't entirely sure if that was what I wanted to do.
Definitely agree.
But that's part of the experience, though. The point of being 18 is that you don't have your future laid out in front of you, and I guess there's an excitement in that. It's uncharted waters.
That's true. I do agree with that. But it can be very scary, especially when you kind of like feel like you have to have your life figured out. Because I feel like when you're 18, you're graduating high school, you're about to go to college, and like everyone's kind of pushing you in a direction, and you haven't even really figured yourself out yet. So you don't even really know if you want to do that. You're just kind of going with the flow, I guess.
Word of advice to any 18-year-olds out there, take it easy.
There's so much life ahead of you, and I'm only 20. So 2 years later, I feel like it's been a lifetime since I was 18.
Yeah.
A lot really happens in 2 years.
It really does. There's almost like an exponential growth period between the time like 16 or so until about, you know, your 20s-ish, early 20s. I feel like that's a really big like spike in growth.
Yeah, I'm about to go into my midlife crisis in a couple years.
You know, it's crazy. When I was 16, I thought I had the whole world figured out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then 17, 18, I'm like, I'm confronted with the actual real adult world.
Right.
And I realize I know nothing.
I know.
Every 16-year-old thinks that.
Honestly, the older I get and the more I experience and the more I learn, the more I'm like, wow, I don't know shit. Like, I really don't know shit.
I really become Socrates, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
right. Yeah, so all right, we'll move into our next song, Droogs by No Worries, Anderson .Paak, and Knowledge. Paak, she don't ever squawk, she don't ever stress me, we don't even talk, she don't ever squawk, she don't ever squawk, she don't ever stress me, we don't even talk. Do a sex and leave. No, there's no love. She don't even like me. But if we have drugs, she can be my wifey. When we have drugs, when we have drugs, yeah. When we have drugs, yeah. When we have drugs. Lights are bright and I love these women. Said we poppin' slow and we do the dance like we more than winning. What a nigga said she off the beat, but she fine as fuck, so I find the rhythm. No love is greater in this whole world we made up. This love is made up, it's made up, it's made up. Look at me.
walked into it. Yes, sir. You said you hate to drink, but you take the drink when I offer fluid. No love is greater in this whole world we made up. This love is made up, made up, made up.
No Worries, Anderson .Paak, and Knowledge. So, of course, there is a deeper meaning to this song, as usual. Of course, it's like woozy and psychedelic, and it makes you feel some type of way. Like, it kind of makes you feel like you're supposed to be on, like, drugs a little bit, or droogs, if you will. Droogs, right? But what I noticed about this song is that there's not a lot of music out there that's about the feminine figure, like, not really caring about the male figure. It's always the opposite way around. It's always like, well, I don't care about her, I'm just gonna blah 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 and leave and blah blah blah. But it's kind of empowering to hear a song about, like, oh, she doesn't care about me. Like,
well, it's interesting too, because it's a song about female empowerment by male musicians,
right?
And that's very uncommon. You'll hear songs about female empowerment from female musicians.
That's true.
But it's very refreshing to hear it from the male perspective.
That's true. And Anderson .Paak is actually really good about that. He like dedicated one of his albums to, I think, his wife. Is he married? I'm not sure. It was some female figure that he had dedicated one of his albums to. So he's kind of always been like pro woman, which everyone should be. But yeah, there's not a lot of like I don't really care about you songs for girls, and it's cool. Like, it's a cool song. It's like a kind of psychedelic song. Like, it makes you feel kind of woozy. Like, I think it's pretty empowering.
It's really groovy and like
for sure.
It's almost kind of like an escape, I guess.
Yeah,
like droogs.
Right.
In one way, you're like you're escaping from the modern like type of like regular mainstream music, but then you're also like escaping from, like, I guess the stereotypical types of like views we have about men and
patriarchy,
women relationships.
Right. Yeah. For sure.
It's something to really appreciate.
Yeah, definitely agree with that.
Okay, so for the next song, we're gonna be listening to "Autumn Sweater" by Yola Tango. Enjoy.
Yola Tango.
On the door, I couldn't catch my breath.
guys. So that was a song about first love, first dates, and we all know how nervous those can be. But I really like, what I really like about the song is that feeling of warmth. You know, you get the butterflies in your tummy, of course, but you know, you're excited, you're wondering where can this go, and I think, you know, there's a lot of hope in that.
Yeah, for sure. I know, I definitely got that feeling too. I actually had not heard this song before, and so when you said first date, I was like, oh, actually, yeah, that is exactly what it kind of feels like, right?
In my opinion, the quintessential indie band, and they're from New Jersey.
Is this an old band, or?
This is from the 90s, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not terribly old.
They're kind of they're a record store band. Like, you know, record store clerks or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, like Wuck Street.
Like Wuck Street in Athens, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just reminiscing about my first date with my girlfriend. Oh, dude, a year and, what is it, a half ago?
Oh my gosh.
Dude, that is crazy. That's like, the feeling of warmth and innocence and just like
for
finding
sure.
someone new and just being able to connect on a different level.
For sure, yeah.
It's just, it's crazy. And like, you never really feel anything like that again unless it's like someone that you're about to fall in love with. Like,
right.
You really can't replicate that.
And
with
having,
like,
and like trying to embody that in a song is incredibly hard. And the fact that they did that, that's just genius.
Yeah.
For the next song, we're going to be listening to Neutral Milk Hotel, In the Aeroplane Over the Sea. Enjoy.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here with me.
So guys, that was Neutral Milk Hotel. They're actually a band from Athens, Georgia, which is where we're all from.
Go Dogs.
And yeah.
Go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
So, so the lead singer's name is Jeff Mangum, and he's known for his incredibly complex, if not a little surreal, lyricism. And the song, the album that this song is off of is actually about Anne Frank.
Really?
Yes, actually.
What? I actually didn't know that.
It's a, it's an exploration of her life. You know, she was a teenager during a an incredible period of time of pain, of you know, terror.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I never knew.
I didn't know either. And you wouldn't feel that in his songs either. I mean, did he mean to well, make it not like that? Or
well, if you listen to some of the other songs in the album, they're a little more intense.
Maybe, yeah.
So this is the author's intent. Like this is
indeed, yes.
Okay.
That's cool. Well, have they ever played in Athens before?
They're an Athens band.
Yeah, but like
so there used to be, you know, Jittery Joe's is a coffee shop in Athens, Georgia, and there was an old location of that that they actually played. Jeff Mangum played a live show in that.
Do they still play in Athens? Is what I'm.
No,
what I mean.
The band is not together.
Yeah,
he kind of put everything down after that album and just kind of ceased playing live and recording music. So
this album, where
this album actually came out. I want to say the late '90s.
Okay,
yeah, or mid to late '90s. But yeah,
very cool. Do they still hang out in Athens, or because Athens is pretty cool?
I'm not sure. You'd have to ask him.
Yeah, because I know like some of the members of REM. Hang out in Athens still. There, some of them still like live there.
Yeah.
Oh, talk about Athens. What do you guys do when you're hanging out in Athens?
So I think there's like kind of two sides to Athens. I think there's like kind of the undergraduate side and there's kind of the graduate side a little bit. And like the undergraduate side is like where all the undergrad kids go, like the bars, like the freshman bars, and like, you know, there's bourbon, there's like whiskey, there's all those like bars you go to your freshman year.
Hedges.
And then yeah, and then like there's like the graduate side of Athens where it's like kind of off Prince and like it's kind of away from downtown, and there's like these really cool bars like Normal Bar, like
Normal Town.
Yeah, Normal Town is so cool, like, and that Automatic Pizza is so good. Like
Zena, you're missing an entire subset of the population,
which is
the townies.
Oh, well, that's where the townies hang out.
You said graduates.
Well, I guess it's the graduates plus the townies.
Okay, okay.
Hang out on like Normal Town, and then like the undergraduates and like the non-townies.
All right, I forgive you.
Athens, Georgia is an incredibly college town, and sometimes you can really see that line spread apart, like the student population and the fan population against like the own city's population.
Right. It's not a dichotomy though. There's definitely a place for everybody. Like, there's so many different environments in Athens that you can kind of find your niche anywhere if you really tried.
Mm-hmm. All right, so for our next song, we'll go up with Agoraphobia by Deer Hunter.
I've come.
So guys, that was Agoraphobia by Deer Hunter. Their lead singer is Bradford Cox, and he wrote this song, I suppose, about isolation. And the disconcerting thing about the song is that he feels almost resigned to his fate. He longs for being closed in a concrete room, a small concrete room, and feeling isolated. And I think that just kind of speaks almost to possibly mental illness, just, you know, not being able to cope with the outside world, feeling detached.
Yeah.
There's a sense of detachment. And yeah. And to add, Deer Hunter is actually a band from Atlanta, Georgia, but they are very much based in Athens, Georgia. So
nice.
Ooh.
Well, it's funny that you say that he kind of longs for isolation, because if you think about it, deer hunting is very not isolated. You have to kind of be out in the wild outside to deer hunt, right?
I'm not sure. I think the band's name is actually from the movie Deer Hunter from the 70s. The Deer Hunter.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't think they're super into hunting.
Yeah. Right. But it's
an interesting thought.
Yeah.
Oh, if there's one thing I can tell you, Americans love deer hunting.
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've had summers.
At least in the South. The South.
In the South.
For sure. You can find like deer, like out of skin on people's house. That freaks me out personally.
If you've ever had venison like summer sausage, it's not half bad.
Go green, kids.
Go green. Yeah.
Just get
the deer from your backyard.
Honestly, just living here, my taste for meat has kind of just gone away, I guess. Meat is still a very important part of the meal here. But I feel like there's more of an emphasis on a more balanced meal.
I
feel like I'm eating pasta, I'm eating bread, and then meat. Like,
right.
But it's never the main dish. It's not the center,
right?
Like the focal point of the meal. Facts. And I really appreciate
that. That's kind of how a lot of like European and especially Mediterranean diets are. The meat is never like the main meal, right? Like it's always kind of a side. It's always a supplement. There's always a bunch of stuff around it. There's salad.
Yeah.
Food, you know, like
kind
of grain.
Zena and I had a hamburger the other day.
She had a vegan burger.
But I had not had a hamburger in a while, and it was a system shock, of course. I mean, when you're not used to eating like greasy meat, it just kind of just hits you.
Kind of upsets.
Yeah, but so go green, I guess.
Definitely. You won't have those problems. My burger was great and I had no problems afterwards. So
wait, I thought you were vegetarian.
Well, it was on the menu it said vegan.
Oh,
so
the vegan burger. Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't have minded if it was a vegetarian burger. But I am lactose intolerant, so I try to stay away from dairy anyway.
Yeah, me too. I'm getting there. Yeah. Lactose intolerance.
Okay. I feel like humans aren't supposed
to. We're all lactose intolerant?
Are you, James?
Yeah, lactose intolerant. Well, I mean, I drink milk anyway.
Oh, yeah. See, yeah. I'm Asian. It's eventually going to happen to me, but I am still going to enjoy my dairy product.
There's no problem, man.
I'll fight through it.
Take your lactate and you'll be all right.
So for the next song, we're going to be listening to The Velvet Underground, and the song is called Venus and Furs.
Forsake him. Strike.
And Furs by the Velvet Underground. Honestly, guys, the Velvet Underground, they transport me. They really do. It's to a kind of weird place. It's not good. It's not bad. It's just a little bit different, right?
Yeah, it kind of makes me feel like I'm stuck in between. With the Velvet Underground, I almost feel like I'm being hypnotized.
Yeah.
And I'm in their own realm, and they're holding me hostage.
Right.
But I don't mind staying there.
That's what I mean. It's kind of like... It's funny that they're called the Velvet Underground, because you kind of think about underground as like dark and dreary and like gross and scary, but then velvet.
It's velvet.
Velvet's so nice, right? We like velvet. It's soft. It's pretty. It's lush, right?
Actually, two literary references here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the band is named after a novel. I'm not sure. There's a novel, I think, called The Velvet Underground.
Oh.
I know. It's probably about something really obscene, of course, with them. And then in the book itself, the title of the track itself, Venus and Furs, is actually a title of a book about BDSM,
which
lends to the lyrics of the track,
right.
Obviously, because but I love that there's kind of a conflation of violence with sexuality.
Definitely, and you can hear it in the beat. It's kind of like. It's kind of almost like tribal, like a little bit violent.
Yeah. Like droning. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but
it's like
then
a cadence. It's like,
yeah,
it's driving you forward.
For sure.
And it almost sounds like almost Middle Eastern. I don't.
You think?
Like Turkish.
I don't know.
No?
We'll ask our expert.
Our expert.
I don't think it sounds very Middle Eastern. I think a lot of Middle Eastern songs have a lot of instruments, a lot of guitar and piano and violin and harp, and it's really intricate and has a lot of layers. And so the kind of simple like beating drum is definitely not Middle Eastern, but you will find a beating drum at a Middle Eastern party. Like if you kind of like here you like hire a DJ, like in Syria you'll like hire a guy with like a big ass drum and like he'll just walk around and it's like no, and he'll like beat on this drum and it's actually pretty lit, like it yeah. gets pretty like hype in there.
Would you
like,
say that's more or less expensive than a DJ?
I have no idea. No. You'd have to ask someone who booked the place.
Well, I mean, have you ever booked a drummer for your gigs?
No, I haven't.
That's not authentic.
They're big enough. Yo, I don't think you understand. They're big enough to where children can like sit on the drum. I'm not kidding. Like they're really big drums.
Oh, like, and bigger, they like bang a gem, on bigger them. Than a djembe?
A djembe.
It's like an African drum.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. No. It's big and you have it around your neck. Oh. And like it has a really thick bass, and so like people used to like take little kids and put them on the drum, like the kids thought it was so much fun. Like
I mean, look, my parents would never take me to music shops because I'd always be touching the musical
equipment.
No,
it wasn't a music shop. It would be at a party or something.
What I'm saying is, like, if I tried to sit on a drum, my parents would beat my ass. They could not take me into music shops. They couldn't take me into restaurants.
Oh,
this is a separate conversation.
Okay, well, on that note, moving on. this next song is Isn't It a Pity by Galaxy 500.
How we break each other's hearts.
right, so that song was called Isn't It a Pity by Galaxy 500, and it is actually a cover of a Beatles song written by George Harrison. It was just a George Harrison song off his album called All Things Must Pass. What'd you guys think about that song?
I like that. I like that the album's called that. I definitely felt that transient kind of vibe from his music. All Things Must Pass. I really like that.
Well, I mean, George Harrison was a, I guess, a Hindu practitioner.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe not. He was definitely practiced meditation. I'm not sure to what degree he subscribed to this, you know,
right.
The faith.
That's fine.
But yeah, it's a very peaceful, very Eastern idea, I guess. All
right.
Things must pass.
Right.
Just to realize that no matter what's happening to you right now in this moment, good or bad, it
right.
will all be over soon.
Right.
I mean, you could also interpret it as, you know, life is transient, nothing really matters,
right.
all things
yeah.
will return to the dust. it depends on how optimistic you are, I guess.
I don't know, though. There's a difference. There's a fine line between using these kinds of ideologies as tools and being like the embodiment of them. So you can use something like all things will pass as a tool for, like, you know, if you have a bad day or something, you come home and you're like, well, this will pass too, right? You know, you'll
yeah.
get over it. But being the embodiment of that can be dangerous, because then you're just like, well, I guess I just won't get out of bed today. It doesn't matter anyway.
For
yeah.
sure. I think you can fall victim to that.
For yeah. sure. So I think there's definitely a difference and a fine line you kind of have to walk on to use those kinds of ideologies, definitely as tools and not as embodiments. Right?
I mean, what is the purpose of life? I mean, I think I think the purpose of life is to find purpose, and wherever you find that purpose, just great.
Right.
Yeah.
But, right. And
that's
yeah.
it.
But definitely don't kill yourself in the process.
Yeah,
for sure.
What I was thinking was, it's really challenging to reconcile those two extremes of that same
for sure,
philosophy. Because
for sure.
It is all like off the same like coin, but they're like, you know, two different sides of it.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, finding the mean between two extremes is always really hard and the most virtuous, in my opinion. But
yeah, and in my opinion, it kind of makes me a little upset. Like, oh, like, is any of this gonna mean anything?
You think? I don't know. It kind of puts me at ease a little bit. Why
really?
Does it make you upset?
Just because, like, I don't know, like, what we're doing, what we're sharing right now is like, oh, this is really cool. This is really dope.
Yeah.
But will any of this mean anything down
oh,
the line?
Oh, for sure it does.
It doesn't matter if it means anything to the rest of human existence.
Right.
It's about if it means something to you.
Exactly.
If you derive comfort and satisfaction from the moment that we're having right now, then I think it's important.
Right.
It means something to you.
And you tuck it away, and that's,
I mean,
just,
it
that's
doesn't,
your memory,
it
does, right?
It doesn't, you know, it doesn't make a damn amount of importance whether or not this is, you know,
impacting the world.
Impactful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that it's I guess resonant, that it's relevant, I guess. I don't really know what to say.
No, I definitely agree with that. And there's this weird, like, convoluted idea that, like, whatever we do has to impact the world. We have to leave a footprint. We have
yeah.
to blah, blah, blah. No, you don't have to do any of that, right? You can
yeah.
just live your life and enjoy it. And if you did and you were a good person, then fine. That's
yeah.
good enough.
Word
right?
of advice, find your niche.
Yeah.
Wherever that niche is, just find it and,
right.
you know.
And take care of yourself.
Crawl up into it. Crawl up into a ball
right.
and enjoy your niche.
Yeah. To tie that back into what we were talking about earlier, I feel like a lot of, like, 18-year-olds fall upon that,
oh,
that
yeah.
trap.
Right.
The feeling that they have to do something
right,
right now
right.
that is incredibly
significant.
Well, because
everyone's telling them to, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have you had people always projecting their ideas onto you, and you're like, no, I don't believe
so
that,
so how many
right?
of your ideas are actually yours?
Right. So that's something that I think a lot of teens, and especially in your early 20s, you start to discover. You're like, well, wait, I don't think that, even though that's what you were taught,
mm-hmm.
you know, your whole life.
And you know what? I think really what helps is going abroad. You have to remove yourself from all these influences
sure.
that want to tell you what to think,
sure.
what to feel, what to do.
Yep.
Once you go abroad, once you're separate from that, once you experience different cultures, different ways of thinking,
right.
different cuisines, once you experience all these things, you can discover who you are as a person.
Definitely.
I would hope, at least.
For sure, yeah.
That should be the experience you get from it.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a push in the right direction. And in saying all of that, it can be a little bit depressing. And just remember to take care of yourself.
As a final message to all the UGA students coming into Cortona this summer, take care of yourself. Never feel hopeless, because there are amazing things down the road for you to see.
Sure. Yeah. Take care.
Take care.
This is Self Care by Mac Miller.
Yes, I remember it all. Swear the hype be too tall.
Yeah.
So like September, I fall down below. Now I know that the medicine be on call. Yeah. Was feeling like you hot enough to melt. Yeah. Can't trust no one, can't even trust yourself. Yeah. And I love you, I don't love nobody else. Yeah. Tell them they can take that bullshit elsewhere. Self care. I'm treating me right. Yeah. Hell yeah, we gonna be alright.
We gon' be alright.
I switched the time zone, but what do I know? Spending nights hitchhiking, where will I go? I can fly home with my eyes closed, but if you kinda hard to see, there's no surprise though.
So what a lovely life that I made, yeah. I know that feeling like it's in my family tree, yeah. That Mercedes drove me crazy, I was speeding. Somebody save me from myself, yeah. Tell them they can take that bullshit elsewhere. Self-care, we gonna be good. Hell yeah, they letting me. Saying you in love, so tell me, are you really down? Are you really?
still a horse. We spend our nights all liquored up on morning sun. Can you feel it now? Oblivion. I know it's the